got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up? This is Robin Dixon. Thank you for being here with us
once again.
Yes, man. We are
in January of 2024.
Yes, we're celebrating Martin Luther King.
Yes, we are. It's the Martin Luther and the King.
Yes.
Speaking of that, I know we just because I can't think of Martin Luther King right now, unfortunately, without thinking of Jonathan Majors. And his reference to Coretta Scott. Like, what? Stop talking about her.
What? That is so extreme.
It's weird.
Is really extreme.
Yeah.
And the memes are hilarious where they're like, this is what he wants her to look like. And it's like.
But you can't ask a white woman and a black woman to be your Coretta. No. The white woman has no idea who Coretta Scott King is.
And can we pick somebody else? Maybe someone more in modern day times, like Beyonce.
Michelle Obama.
To Jay-Z. Yeah, Michelle. He did reference
Michelle Obama. He did.
Yes.
He did.
But that is the funniest thing ever.
Well, before you ask a woman to be Coretta, you got to be Martin.
That's true.
And you got to stop running from white women in the streets of LA.
And the thing, it's like, okay, he's like, I'm a good man. I'm out here doing good things. It's like, dude, you're an actor.
You're an actor. You used to be an actor.
Right.
You ain't acting no more.
Oh, hopefully he can redeem himself because I think I'm on his side with this case.
Okay.
You know, I think he just got caught up in a really bad situation with maybe somebody that was a little problematic and caught, whatever, brought him into that mess. But you're an actor. You're not Martin Luther King.
No.
You are not changing lives. You are not fighting for equal justice.
Where is your I Have a Dream speech?
Right.
Where is that?
Right.
We have not seen that.
What movie was he in?
He was in, he had, first of all, the movie he was in, he had on a costume. Wasn't he a Marvel costume superhero? You were playing a superhero.
Right.
Yeah, Martin Luther King was actually a real one.
Yes.
Yes. So anyway, moving on, we digress. Okay, shady moment of the week, Robin.
Okay, I'll go first. So mine is... It's not my shady moment, okay? This is Juan's shady moment.
Oh, I love this. This is getting good. Okay. This is getting good already.
No, and actually, and I want to share it because it's one of those important things to share.
Okay.
So Juan turned 45 in October.
Whoop, whoop.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Yeah. Well, I guess I never thought about how old he is.
Okay. Yeah, he's 40. I mean, we're like a few months apart. So I'm 44, he's 45, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And so he was doing the diligent thing and signed up to get his colonoscopy.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Have you had yours? Have you had one?
So, okay. I'm glad you asked. Tell me Juan's story first. I'm so happy because there's Cologuard. Do you know about Cologuard?
Yes, I do know about that.
Yeah, so I did that.
You did that. Okay.
Yes, and I'm negative and I'm good, I think, for 2-3 years.
Okay. Now, but like how accurate and thorough is it? How thorough is it is the question.
Okay, so if y'all don't know what Cologuard is... You have to basically capture your
poop,
shit.
You poop in a thing,
and then you mail it off.
Right.
Okay. Have I not had this conversation?
Well, we talked about it because remember I was talking about all of my nutritional stuff I was doing, and I had to do a stool test, and I had to shit in a paper bowl and mix it all that. So
you had to mix it up.
Yeah.
No, I just had to basically close it up and put it in the box and ship it off.
Okay.
So on the outside of the box, it said Cologuard. So when I brought it to UPS, the man knows what it is.
Right.
You can see how he did not want to touch that box. I was like, here you go. He was like,
can I get my gloves?
He's like, oh, Lord. No.
Where's my hand sanitizer?
He just gave me a look. But anyway.
That's so funny. So well, Juan signed up for the real deal thing. Uh-huh. Okay. You go into the doctor's office. They put you to sleep.
Yes.
They put the thing up your butt and all through your intestines and all that type of stuff. So in order to do that, and I don't know about Cologuard, you have to do a prep a day before. You have to stop eating certain things 5 days before. Like it is.
Yeah, you got to drink the barium.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Right. And this is on the heels of him going through the stomach virus.
That's right.
Okay. So he, you know, poor baby went through the stomach virus thing and then had to turn around and get ready for his colonoscopy. So, and he was good. He was like, you know, I'm getting this done because he had a best friend that passed away from colon cancer when he was 40. So Juan is like very much like, no, I'm getting my stuff done.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's very diligent on getting his stuff done. He got his prostate done because his biological father, he found out, had issues with prostate cancer and all that.
Wow. Okay.
So colonoscopy time comes. He goes through all the prep. You can't eat for however long. You got to drink all this stuff and it's clearing you out and he's just like, oh, it's like the worst experience in the world. Okay. It's the worst. But you know, I'm there. I'm support.
Yes.
All right. So he goes for his colonoscopy. It's supposed to be an hour procedure.
Yeah.
I'm his ride. I'm picking him up. I'm sitting there. I'm like waiting. 2 hours later, he's ready.
Okay.
So the doctor comes out. He's you know, coming out of his anesthesia and stuff. So the doctor comes out and he's like, we couldn't complete his colonoscopy because they could only get halfway through his intestine.
Why?
Because for whatever reason, his body the scope could not get all the way through his intestine. And they're like, they felt like the harder they pushed, that they could have punctured something. So they...
This is terrible.
Yes. Horrible.
Uh-huh.
So he's like... What does that mean? So the doctor's like, well, you know, there's some options. There's Cologuard, there's something else. And he said, or you can go to like, you know, this doctor at the hospital that specializes in this. He's a really good doctor. And,
right.
You know, I suggest you go do it again. He's like, I have to do this again.
Okay, so let's back up. He's suggesting that he do it again. Did he see something? Is he concerned?
No. So I was asking all the questions. I'm like, is it concerning that you couldn't get through? And he was like, no. He's like, it's rare, but it happens. But there's no reason. There's nothing concerning.
Right.
And the halfway that he got through, he didn't see anything, but he still has a whole nother half to get through. Oof. And Juan is just like, he is beside himself. He's like,
I ain't doing this again.
I have to do it again.
Okay, but the colonoscopy is only good for how many years? Five. Oh, 5 years. So yeah. He's like, I gotta. Whew.
So we try it, and it's so crazy. So then we're calling the other doctor that they recommended. You couldn't even get through the line. We haven't been able to call.
Why?
This was I think everyone after the new year is like making their appointments and stuff. Okay. It's just you were on hold forever until you just hang up and give up. So we haven't.
On purpose. You hang up on purpose.
Right. So he hasn't made his appointment yet, but he wants to get it done sooner than later.
Yeah.
But it's just, can you imagine going through all that and
they can't complete the test?
No.
Yeah.
And you
that
have to
sucks.
Do it again.
That very much sucks.
Right. But it's so important that it gets done.
Yeah.
So he's going to make sure he gets it done. And he doesn't want to do the Cologuard. He wants to do the full on colonoscopy.
I think he can just do the Cologuard and call it a day.
I don't know. I mean, Carly's shaking her head no.
Carly's shaking her head no.
She knows a little something more.
Only because they've had some issues. He's had some issues in his family.
No, he hasn't had colon cancer in his family. But I just think the colonoscopy is the most accurate test.
Okay, tell them why to suck
it up. Cologuard can't see certain, I don't know, like polyps. Yeah. I don't know that Cologuard can catch the polyps. They might maybe can detect something abnormal in your stool.
Yeah.
But they might not detect a polyp.
I feel sorry for Juan's booty hole.
Right.
Juan's booty hole has been violated.
Right.
It's about to be violated again.
Right. And he was like, all work. Because so the doctor's office, they have like, you know, the interns.
Yes.
It was like five interns, like young students. And he was like, they were in there looking at my booty hole.
Yes.
They in there like, that's Juan from the Real Housewives of Potomac booty hole.
Listen, all they do all day is look at booty holes. Okay.
Right. I said, this is what they do. This is what they study it for. Like, they're not worried about your booty hole.
And ain't nobody think about your booty hole, Juan. Speaking of booty holes, we don't want to talk about Cat Williams, because that might have been the funniest conversation ever. We're gonna get to that in a second. Let me tell you about recently shady moment. It has nothing to do with booty holes.
Okay.
Thank God, because it has to do with my child. Okay, so Grace went back to college.
Yeah.
And she was flying back on a Sunday. That flight was canceled for whatever reason, American Airlines. Y'all just decided to cancel the flight.
Oh my gosh.
So then the next day, they rebooked her on a 5 a.m.
Ooh.
Do you know what 5 a.m. flights look like?
So
it's death.
How do you? So for you, you're an early bird,
and I'm telling you, 5 a.m. is too early.
For me, that's torture.
Yes.
It's straight torture. It's like this.
Not
this is not humane.
This is 5 a.m. But I said you need to get on that flight to make, because she had a class that Monday.
Okay,
so I was like, get on the 5 a.m. She said, cool. So I had to take her, of course, to the airport. We driving down the street at 3:30 in the morning.
Yes.
We get there, and I had to check her bags.
Uh-huh.
She got these two big old suitcases, so I had to go to the ticket counter because the regular, when you just drop the bags off, that was closed because it was too early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to the ticket counter, I give the bags. The lady says to me, this is where the shady part comes. The lady says to me, well, let me go ahead and process your ticket so you can go to the gate with her. I said, go to the gate? I said, what you mean?
She thinks she was five.
So she said, you don't want to go with your baby to the gate? My baby.
Right.
I said, this is a grown-ass girl, and it's 4 o'clock in the morning, ma'am.
No.
I'm half asleep.
Wait, so you got out of your car?
Grace said, Mommy, can you help me, check my bags? Because she had two, she really needed help. She had two big suitcases.
Okay.
So, yes, I was out the car at the ticket counter, and so she said, where's your ID or whatever? I said, no. I'm not on this flight.
Uh-uh.
I said, this is just for her. She said, okay, well, then hold on. I'll just give you a ticket so you can go to the gate. No.
No.
I said, no need. And then she says, you ain't going to go with your baby? I looked at that woman like, if you don't shut the hell up, I ain't going nowhere. And she's not a baby. She's short, but she is not a
no.
baby. And so Grace is looking all puppy-eyed, like sad,
oh,
like she
please.
Wants me to come with her. Girl, it is 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-mm.
And goodbye.
Bye.
And get some A's. Okay? When you go back to school. The end.
That is hilarious. I'd have been like, kick you out of the car.
No, I couldn't do that. But anyway, that is my shady moment. That's so any, all these ticket ladies, it's cute, but mind your business.
So do you think she thought Grace was 12?
She knew exactly who I was.
Oh.
And she knew Grace was going back to college.
Oh, okay.
Okay? The end. Moving on, let's get back to booty holes. We're going, this whole conversation is going to be about booty holes.
Can we shout out our sweaters
yes!
first?
Yes.
So if you're watching us on YouTube or wherever,
yeah.
We are both wearing our Real Housewife of Potomac cashmere sweaters.
Yes.
That were gifted to us by none other than Andy Cohen.
Whoop, whoop.
For Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy sent one to every housewife from every franchise.
Yes.
And every summer, every Christmas, he sends a gift.
Yeah.
And so this was our gift this year.
Did you hear that the Salt Lake girls got Real Housewives of Potomac sweaters?
No.
Okay, I made that up.
You know what?
I was lying.
Right?
Okay, fine.
You know what?
No, Andy did it right.
Yes.
Yes.
These are super cute. So last year he gave us like a varsity jacket that had Real Housewives of Potomac on the back.
Right.
And then like we've gotten a candle, a really big, big candle before.
Yeah.
And then we've gotten, we probably like, what, 4 years in a row, got notepads with
yes.
our names on it.
Yeah.
Which I love, but I have endless. I still have them.
Right.
I still have them.
Yeah.
We still have them. different sizes, different
We got to share after year to the point where we had to tell Andy, stop it.
Right.
At least I did.
There were notepads, note cards. Like you could send little thank you notes and all that type of stuff with
yeah.
them. Super cute. So, and it's so funny because sometimes I'll watch episodes
yeah.
of other shows and I'll see someone with their notepad with their name on it.
Right.
And I'm like, and we know where it came
yes.
from.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I saw Candy. Candy was the only person that I've seen with this sweater on. Candy Burrs. She had hers on.
So you know who I saw with it on?
Who?
The girl, Monica from Salt Lake City.
Oh, hers is getting taken back. She can't have hers no more. We're going to talk about her later.
So after,
she can't have hers no more.
After like her episode came out uh-huh. where they reveal that she's this reality Von Teese page or whatever, uh-huh. she had some type of photo shoot.
Yeah.
Right? And she took a photo in her Real Housewife of Salt Lake City
yeah.
sweater and in you know, post it wherever I saw it, wherever it was reposted. But yeah, she's very proud to have her.
I'm sure she is.
Her cashmere sweater from Andy.
Listen, I also want to talk about these jackets because I actually like it.
Oh my gosh, these jackets are bomb.
So we are part of the Black Effect family and we love them. So for Christmas, they gave us these Black Effect bomber jackets, right?
Yes.
So they have like the big logo on the front. And then in the inside, this is the cool part.
Yes.
The inside has all everybody's logo that's on
cover art.
Yep. I'm sorry, cover art that's on the on Black Effect.
Yeah.
So you know you'll see us in here a couple times.
Reasonably Shady.
Our Horrible Decision Girls.
So cute.
Our 85 South Boys. So this is cute.
So bomb.
Super super cute.
Yes.
And it's heavy. So Dolly and Charlamagne, y'all did good with that.
Yes.
And I also want to tell you, by the way, I just saw Andy and because you know I went to St. Bart's for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So he was asking me about it and he was like, oh my gosh, it sounds so fabulous. He was like, you know, where did you stay?
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know, I rented a villa. He was like, you and Erica stayed together? And I was like, no, she had our villa. I had my villa.
Uh-huh.
He was like, what's the going rate on these villas? I said, well, it's a range.
Yeah.
You can get a $15,000 villa or a
$75,000 right.
villa. I said, but next year I'm going to do it big. He said, oh, okay. Oh my gosh, that's so good. I said, so I need a raise. He was like, Giselle, I walked into that. I
right?
said, yes, she did. And I'm serious.
Yes.
I need more money. Give me my money.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine. Hosted by me, Danielle Robey.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
All right, we're going back to booty holes. Okay, so Cat Williams.
Yes. I've only seen headlines and clips. Okay. When somebody said he interviewed for 3 hours,
yeah,
I checked out. My
attention span.
My attention span cannot handle that.
ADD couldn't handle it.
No, cannot. Okay. So I need you to give me all of
the tea. Okay,
the good
so
stuff. The
I
good
have
parts.
A, I have a disclaimer.
Okay.
Disclaimer is I've seen a couple of Cat Williams stand up. They've all been funny.
Yeah.
But I always kind of thought he wasn't like the smartest dude in town.
Okay.
Like I was just stereotyping him. I'm like, because he talks like this and he has that voice. Yeah. And I'm always thinking he's like borderline.
It's like
a
an act kind of.
Yeah. It was like an act. So Cal, right now it's Cal. He called me. He was like, oh my gosh, Giselle, I watched the whole thing. And I was like, you watched the whole thing? I said, I'm going to watch the whole thing. I was up in New York. I was bored to tears. So I watched the entire thing. Yeah, number one, Cat Williams is a smart dude.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
Number two, his voice is his voice.
Yeah. Okay.
Number three, Shannon Sharp is not a good interviewer.
Okay.
Okay. Shannon, you got to do better,
okay.
sir.
You had follow-up questions you wanted him to ask and he wasn't asking.
I mean, because Shannon takes 8 years to ask a question.
Okay.
He's like, so Cat, what you're saying is, no shade to club, Shay.
Okay.
But get your journalistic skills better.
Okay.
Like hone your skills. Okay. So I was so entertained by this interview because Cat Williams ran through the entire comedian field.
Okay.
Okay. And he told, I believe everything that he had to say.
Really?
I believe everything he said about Steve Harvey, about Cedric the Entertainer.
Okay.
About the King's Comedy, about, unfortunately, Kevin Hart. I believe it all.
Okay. So what did he say about Steve Harvey?
Okay. I'm sorry. The reason why we're talking about booty holes is because his has been saved. Okay.
Wait, say who? His has... Cat Williams?
Cat Williams has not had to have his
It's been preserved.
Hole. Yes. Okay. He has not had to have it penetrated in order for him to get to where he's is.
Gotten. Okay.
Yeah. Unlike everybody else.
That's what I mean.
This now, don't come for us. This is what Cat Williams said.
Cat Williams' words, not ours.
Not ours, okay? Everybody's booty hole is their business.
So he said, everybody else, everybody.
He kind of was implying, if you at the top, your booty hole has been penetrated, okay? Or you have sucked a penis or two. Now, ain't nothing wrong with sucking a penis if that's what you want to do. Anyway, okay, let's get back to the situation.
Okay.
So, I think, I don't even know why. Well, I guess, let's go back to just Shannon Sharp interviewing him. Like, I don't even think.
Right, where did this originate from? Right. Why? Like, is he promoting something? Was he promoting something?
No, I just think they were both bored.
Okay.
Yeah, right. And they just wanted to drink some Hennessy. Okay. I don't know.
No, what happened was...
Oh, okay, Carly's giving us the tea. Carly always knows the tea.
I have to. It's my job.
Yes.
So they've been working on this since 2022.
Is what working on what? The interview?
To get on the show since 2022.
Okay, so Shannon Sharp has been asking Kat to get on the show since 2022. Now, in the meantime, he has had Steve Harvey on the show, and he had Cedric the Entertainer. And Ricky Smiley. Ooh, poor Ricky Smiley. He just tore him a new one.
Oh, he did?
And Ricky, poor Ricky. And then afterwards.
I saw Ricky responding to some stuff.
Did Ricky respond or just Ricky just turn on his camera and start crying? Oh, like, Ricky just cried on camera and just left. Okay. It was so sad.
They never said he lied.
No one has come out to say that Cat Williams is a liar.
Okay.
No one. Okay, and he's threw all of under.
Who can we get on Reasonably Shady to talk?
So, wait a minute. We're going to get to that in a second.
Okay.
Cat Williams. We're getting Cat Williams on Reasonably Shady. Carly, make your money, honey.
We need somebody else. We need someone to...
Who? Oh, you know who we can get? You know who we can get? No, we can... Let's get Tori Hart.
Oh.
Because Tori Hart is going on tour with Cat Williams. She's going to spill the tea.
Mm-hmm.
Carly, make it happen. Okay, so Carly's on top of that. And I just feel like, you know, Kat was very clear, like 2024, people are just telling their truth. If you have been out here lying and doing some shady shit, it's coming to light.
Okay.
Yes.
Because Cat Williams decided it was coming to life.
It's 2024. 2024 is a whole lot going on in 2024.
Okay, give me the biggest bomb that he dropped. The biggest one.
I don't think there was a big bomb. I think it was just all very clear that Steve Harvey stole people's jokes. So did Cedric the Entertainer. He did give his flowers to Dave Chappelle. Because, you know, Dave is the GOAT. By the way, I saw the, I'm all over the place. I saw the Kevin Hart, Chris Rock little Netflix special.
Okay.
And it gives you like the behind the scenes. Remember they did that little tour together? Actually, they just did a New York tour. They did five dates. Five places, I think. They did it around New York. Anyway, it gave you an interesting perspective of what they go through in their process.
Okay.
He left Chris Rock alone because you're like, Chris Rock is his own entity. Threw Kevin Hart straight under. Yeah, he's a plant.
A plant.
He's an industry plant. Like, I don't know what that means because they say Corey Gable is a plant too.
Oh.
Is that his name? No, Corey Gamble.
Corey Gamble. Okay, yeah. The Kardashians. Yeah. Kris Jenner's boyfriend. Okay, didn't he talk about the Illuminati?
He said he's not a part of the Illuminati because his booty hole is still preserved.
Okay, so the ones who's...
I think I made that up.
Okay.
I think I just made that up.
She made that up, Carly. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I made that up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he said the Illuminati is responsible for
Kevin Hart.
No, for Ludacris, because there was two guys.
Oh, for Ludacris. I might have fallen asleep during that part. Listen.
One of them has $20 million and 10 movies and a ugly light-skinned wife, and one does not.
If you sign up for their program, you get a light skin, weird face wife that never do an interview. Listen, in 20 years, won't do an interview. Nobody's ever talked to her. Understand, I'm not talking about one person. What I just told you applies to seven people.
Yes. Well, we're not going to talk about Ludacris's wife. I think she's a very pretty lady.
She is pretty. Which, by the way, I have a story about her.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Not really a story.
Yeah.
That was... We're digressing. Come
no,
on.
No. Let's talk about Ludacris.
No, I met her like
done with Cat Williams.
I met her years before she dated Ludacris. She actually came to my house because she was dating a guy that Juan played basketball with in college. And it was just like the most random memory. And I just remember her coming in and for whatever reason, like she had like her hair was like nice and straight, and I'm complimenting her on her hair. And I was, and she was like, "Oh, it's a keratin." And I was like, what is a keratin? This is before I ever heard of a keratin treatment.
Right,
so
right.
Now anytime I see her, like she was like, oh, it comes from Brazil. And she was a medical student at the time.
Yeah, she's a doctor.
Yeah. So she's like, it comes from Brazil. She was the first person to ever put me on to a keratin. So whenever I hear about a keratin or I see her, like when I hear about a keratin, I think of her. And when I see her, I think of a keratin. But it was just weird because she was like, there was one of my friends had dated the guy, and so we were sending her a little bit of weird energy. You know what I'm saying?
You being a hater.
We were like,
Ron was hating.
We was like grilling her, like asking her like 51 questions.
Yes, so she probably hates you.
Yes, yes. So I wonder if she remembers that. That's so, because
I want her to call in. Carly, do your job. Figure that out.
And then I saw years later, she was married to dating Ludacris. And I was like, that's that girl.
Yeah. She seemed like a sweetie pie.
Yeah.
Speaking of Carly, do your job. So February 1st, the reasonably shady shadesters, Robin and Giselle, will be in Philadelphia. Get your tickets. Okay. And the reason, I mean, Carly's going to be with us, of course. And she's, you know, she has a lot of work to do. But anyway.
Oh my God. Okay. Why does Carly have a lot of work to do?
I don't know. Okay. She's got to, you know, make sure we're good.
Yes. We'll be in Philly. We love Philly.
Yes.
Someone did. Oh, I want to read. We're going to read one of these emails. We'll read on the next episode. But they acknowledge that what I said about Philly fans is true.
Okay. So, but get your tickets. Yeah. February 1st, City Winery.
Yeah.
Carly has invited Jalen Hurts. Jalen's coming.
He's going to get booed. The Eagles are losing.
That's fine. We'll give him love. Carly, make sure he gets there. Send out an invitation to his people, okay? Because he is our VIP, okay?
Okay.
It's very important. No?
I don't want to be accused of false advertising.
No, Carly's going to invite him.
She's going to invite him. That doesn't mean he's going to be there.
He may. He's probably coming. Tell him he has two tickets. He can have him plus two. He can come with his two friends.
Okay.
Okay. His girlfriend, if he wants to.
He's going to get booed.
I'm just or saying. he can leave her at home. Anyway, invite anybody else in Philly we need to invite?
Meek Mill. He'll be there.
Definitely invite Meek. And the people, the couple that we like. Who's the couple that we like? Don't they live in Philly?
Kindred?
That was on this show. There's a couple that was on this show.
Jill Scott.
God damn it. Invite Jill Scott. Okay. Please invite Jill Scott. February 1st, y'all. Jilly get y'all Philly. Tickets. Guess who's really going to be there?
What couple? Robin Dixon. On what show?
They were on this show. Robin, or we did their show.
On this show?
We did their podcast show.
DeVale?
Yes.
And Kadeem? Where do we get Philly from?
Aren't they from Philly?
They're from New York.
They're from New York, by the way, of Philly.
Philly and New York?
Jill Scott's going to be there. Okay, so Robin Dixon and Giselle Bryant will be in City Winery February 1st.
We can only confirm that.
And we're going to have a good old time. So we're going to act a plum fool. Now, you know 2024 is Virgo season. The entire year.
According to what?
Everything I've read. Everything I've read, it is Virgo season.
What does that mean?
That means it's Virgos are going to do amazing things. Okay. So if whoever else is a Virgo, if you're listening, just know this is your year. So you better do it this year because next year we're screwed. So get it in this year, goddammit. Okay. Okay. So you know there's a new, I digress for 2 seconds. So this morning when I was coming to your house, I saw the little Michael Strahan story.
Yes.
With his daughter.
Yes. So sad. I saw that too.
So, you know, I couldn't get through I'm all over the place. Let's rewind for 1 second. The Cat Williams interview about booty holes.
How do we go back to this?
Shay has had like 40 million downloads of this interview. Mm,
yes.
And somebody said, you need to run Cat Williams that check. Mm. And I agree.
I agree.
So Shannon, okay. I don't know what, but you don't have to tell us, but run Cat that check. Because yes. that, I mean, it's like tripled anything that he's ever done in
yeah.
the past.
Yeah.
So run him that check.
Yeah. Hopefully they compensate him because.
Yes.
That's. But I'm just, I can't believe people actually, I can't believe he talked for 3 hours.
Because it was highly entertaining. They were smoking. They was drinking. Shannon wanted to get up and leave about 100 times. He said he was going to get blackballed and canceled. I mean, it was amazing. Okay. So let's get back to Michael Strahan.
Okay.
I could not get through the interview with him and his daughter because it was just, I was about to bust out crying.
Right.
I think she's fine. I think.
Is she? I don't know. So Michael Strahan, today on Good Morning America, they revealed that his daughter, his 19-year-old daughter, has a brain tumor, right?
Brain cancer. Yes.
She had a 4-centimeter size mm-hmm. tumor on mm-hmm. her brain. Mm-hmm. But where has she had surgery yet? So her hair was
gone.
So mm-hmm. I assume maybe she has had her surgery. I didn't catch the whole interview. I did see like a little clip, an announcement saying that she had brain cancer.
Right. I can't watch any parts of it.
Yeah.
So I know that she's a twin.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when they were born only because, you know, I have my twins.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've always like kind of like followed those girls because just they just seem to have like such a connection like my twins.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw it, I was like, I started to watch it and I was like, I can't do this because it's, you know, I'm just going to be crying for the rest of the day. So... we're just going to pray for everything to work out.
Yes, absolutely.
Those are our prayers. So, yeah. Michael Strahan, we're praying for you.
Yes, absolutely. As well as Sarah Sidner from CNN, she announced that she has breast cancer.
Yeah. And I don't know who that was.
She's like, you know, I watch CNN all yeah. day. So, she has breast cancer. Prayers to her. And she was just very adamant, like, ladies, get your mammograms. So, you know, that I definitely get my mammogram every year like I'm supposed to. But everyone, just get your checkups. Like I said, get your colonoscopies, your mammograms, your whatever it is, your screenings, please.
In the words of my kids, get your titties smashed.
What? Have they been in there when you get yours?
No, but they're like,
they know?
Oh my God, I don't want to get my titties smashed. And I'm like, okay, y'all are crazy.
Right. You got some time. But like, how do they even know that's what happens? But that is really what happens.
Because the girls talk about it. Not with me, amongst themselves.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yes, it is a smashing of going on.
Yes.
Can you imagine if men had to get their balls checked in the same way that we have to get our breasts checked? It is a ball smashing going on. They wouldn't be able to take it. By the way, I'm only saying this because we have a man in the room right now and he's so uncomfortable. He wants to run out of here so fast. Okay. Anyway, moving on.
I actually would like for them to get their balls smashed.
I mean,
yeah.
Yes, ball smash. Booty holes that would be and ball
like
smashing.
That would be like the loudest, highest pitch squeal shriek you've ever heard in your life.
Yes. But why don't they get their balls checked? In that Maybe, way.
Yeah. Do you guys get your balls checked?
Do you get them smashed?
I don't think I'm at that age.
All right.
No,
not at
they do not. No, I'm telling you right now, they do not.
But you can get testicular cancer. So,
yes, so they should.
How do you get your balls checked?
Right. They should have a mammogram.
Is that like a MRI?
A ballogram. Okay, moving on. Listen, I want to talk about these goddamn airplanes that the doors are falling apart and windows are exploding. What the hell is happening?
Do you think that was done on purpose?
What? Robin, no. You know how much liability that
is?
Yeah.
I'm like, is someone trying to bring, is there someone on the inside working for the terrorists? And they were like, okay, we're going to loosen up the screws and bring a plane down.
Okay, first off, you don't know what we're talking about. Alaska Airlines flight was in air.
Yes.
And the door flew off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the videos from inside the plane circling on social media here are downright frightening. This Boeing 737 MAX 9 was just 16 minutes into the ride from Oregon to California when a door plug blew off. Now, according to the Associated Press, the gaping hole seen there on the side of the plane was opened where an aircraft maker fits a plug to cover an emergency exit that the airline does not use. The FAA grounding all of the types of 737 MAX 9s involved until it's, quote, satisfied that they are safe.
Now, I'm on that plane. I am like, oh my gosh, my life's over.
Yes. And nobody got hurt.
No one got hurt. Not even a cell phone. You know, a cell phone flew out the window.
Right.
And it is fine.
Right.
But y'all can't, I can't keep a battery like
charged
for more than 7 hours. But it falls out the sky and it's fine.
And it's fine. They must have been a 15. So you have like a 10. That must have been a 15.
Listen, I got a good old 13 and I'm happy about it. Listen, the 17s are coming out.
What? How do they go from a 15 to a 17?
Okay, so first of all, let's back up. I keep trying to tell y'all, these flights are not right. So is this going to cause you, oh, now that I think about it, first class was in danger. Because if the front door went open, flew off, was it in the back of the plane or was it in the front of the plane?
I feel like where that door was like the emergency exit row.
It was.
Yes.
It was.
So you were,
so once
you would
again,
be fine.
First class is fine again. I keep telling y'all that middle section, that was all hell breaking loose back there. Okay. Now they said that there's an iPhone 17 coming out and they said it's going to change your life.
Okay. How so?
They haven't said that yet. They haven't given us all that information, but they said it's going to change your life.
Okay.
So what happened to the 10, 11, 12, 13, 14? All of them others. Why has my life not changed with those?
Well, they all change. So it's possible. It depends on what feature you use that you enjoy.
Okay.
Did you know?
I'm trying to look it up right now. Okay. The new iPhone 17 feature is changing people's lives.
Okay.
Let me see what the feature is.
Is that a software update or an actual phone? Because how do we skip from a 15 to a 17?
I don't know. But they said that the 17, the iOS 17.
That's software. Oh, okay, good. We can download that.
Oh, okay.
That's a software update.
It's a feature, in the photo app that identifies laundry care symbols or clothing tags aimed at helping users understand proper garment care.
Okay, you need to stop reading headlines. That is a click.
This is very
that
important.
Is called clickbait. Okay.
This is very You're important. So- It's very important. It's going to change our life. So we now know how our people who wash our clothes, because I don't wash mine. People who wash their clothes, you tell the people, go to the iPhone 17.
Yes.
Yes.
No, but speaking of that, that is, so do you ever look on the, well, since you don't wash your clothes, you don't, but other normal people will relate to this.
Listen,
you look inside the care tag for your clothes.
I've never done
it's
that.
Just a bunch of symbols. It's not wash in warm, hang dry, tumble dry. It's just symbols.
Right.
And you're like, okay, I'm just going to throw it in the washing machine and wash it. Like, I'm not, it's so yes, that's helpful.
Yeah.
If they're going to have some sort of app or whatever, or feature that will translate those symbols. Because
yes.
They're very frustrating and annoying.
Okay.
I find them in a lot of like Zara clothes.
That.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do want to tell you about a feature on your phone. Did you know?
Okay, please.
That you can measure things on your phone?
Yeah, we talked about this before.
We did? We talked about that?
Is it on the 13?
It probably is.
Okay, it's on the app. I mean, it's on the thing with the microphone.
You can just type in the word measure. Like, okay. Like, you know, when you search your phone, just type in measure and a little measure app comes up.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And then you like pick one spot and you go to the other spot and it tells you how big something is.
Yeah, I know. I love that.
That's life-changing.
Is it life-changing?
Yes. So I don't
know if that's life-changing.
It is.
Well, how often do you need to walk down the street and measure something?
I mean, sometimes when I'm at a house, I might like be wanting to get a new piece of furniture or something. I don't know. And I'm like, oh my God, I got to get the tape measure. It's all the way in the garage.
That has happened?
Yes, many times. And I have to go into my garage, into the bin, the plastic bin.
Right.
Come in the house, measure it, put the tape measure back.
Right.
So they make stuff convenient for lazy people.
Yeah. And back to the debate about measuring penises. It's easy. It's right there. Boom.
No
pull it out.
No excuses.
Measure that thing.
No and excuses.
Listen.
Yes.
So you're saying that you're a 10 inch, but you're really six and a half.
Prove it.
Yeah. Prove it.
Let me pull my phone out.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy.
Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, starting April 10th.
April 10th. That's in the spring.
Because this all ties into booty holes and measuring penises.
Okay.
Starting April 10th, 2024, Brazil will implement a new requirement for travelers from the United States, Canada, and Australia, mandating them to show a bank statement with a balance of at least $2,000 in their account. Wait, this requirement is part of the new e-visa application process and includes the most recent 30 days of transactions. Okay? They want to make sure you ain't broke when you get there for whatever reason. I don't know why. But this is going to stop all the bachelor parties. Okay? There will be no more booty holes or penises in Brazil. Ain't nobody going. No one's going. Okay?
Because they don't have $2,000 in their bank account.
Pretty much. Bachelor party.
Okay, wait. So to get into Brazil,
yeah, you got to show that you got some cash in your pocket
because they want to make sure you can get out.
Well, they want to make sure you can pay the bill. You know, the bill from the hotel,
right?
Your liquor bill, your stripper bill. They want to make sure everybody gets paid.
That is wild. Is that true?
This is a reliable source I have on my phone here.
Okay.
Okay. And this is a reliable article.
That feels a little invasive. Why? Of your privacy.
Why? I appreciate that. And it should be reciprocated. We don't want nobody coming over here broke.
True.
Or do we?
That happens a lot.
It happens. Listen, I would want to know. Listen, this helps out all kinds of events. Think about Freaknik back in the day. Think about like Memorial Day in Miami.
But how we can't discriminate against people that don't have money.
No,
they got to be able to travel and
you should be able to travel.
Enjoy things.
Okay. Listen.
But okay.
Okay. I'm just saying they're going to separate people one way or the other.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. The United States will never be able to pass that.
Why?
They just won't.
Because?
Because no one will, like, they won't get enough support to pass that.
Oh, no, that's not happening.
Mm-mm.
That's not happening.
No.
Speaking of, there's this representative from Florida. It's a woman. I can't remember her name. Maybe Carly could look her up. Because we pay Carly the big bucks. She went the hell off the other day. And we don't really get into political conversations, and we're not going to have one now.
Mm-hmm.
But you just need to pull up her rant. Because it wasn't a rant. It was just like her retort.
On what?
On they were discussing January 6th.
Mm.
What, the things that she was saying?
Mm-hmm.
Bay. Okay, Carly.
What's the name? Did I miss that?
Jocelyn somebody, maybe. I can't remember her name. What's her name? No, that's not her. It's not her. Anyway, okay. So
we'll find it.
We'll find it. We'll let y'all know. I need to talk about Martell. Do you know who that is?
That's the guy from Love and Marriage Huntsville.
Yes.
That was dating Sheree.
Right.
Briefly, right?
Briefly.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And now has been arrested for domestic violence.
Right.
But do we know details on that?
Well, let me see what I have in my trusty. Let's see here.
Yeah, do you have any insight intel?
No. He is in police custody in Alabama, where he's been arrested for a misdemeanor, domestic violence charge.
And is that related to his ex-wife or related to like maybe a girlfriend that he's still dating? I don't know.
It's not Sheree. We know that.
Right.
Okay. Because that would not end well with Sheree. So I just want to say, because I love Sheree, maybe I'm happy that that's over.
Yeah.
I feel like you dodged a bullet.
I'm sure she's happy too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I could just hear his ex-wife. What's his ex-wife's name?
Melody. Her voice.
I could just hear her right now saying, Martell, what kind of trouble have you got yourself in? You know, we got four kids, Martell. Oh my gosh, who's going to take care of the kids, Martell? I can just hear her right now.
Oh my gosh.
Saying that. So I'm going to need for that man to get out of jail.
You know, we know some people that know some people down there. So we could dig.
In Alabama?
We could dig up some info.
We can. Listen, mm-hmm. I just want y'all to know something. I can dig up info on anybody.
Yes.
I just choose not to. Okay.
Right.
Now, Robin, on the other hand, she is the FBI. And
I don't want your dirty info either.
You don't want my info?
No, anyone. I'm saying I don't want it.
You don't want the deets. Okay.
No.
Okay. We have a couple other things to discuss here, Robin Dixon.
What do we have to discuss?
Oh, let's talk. Let's get into. Now we're gonna definitely get into this on the Patreon.
Okay.
But let's get into right now the Salt Lake City of it all.
Oh yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Because the world was extremely intrigued and wanted to give Heather Gay an Oscar. For
an Emmy, that's TV, Oscars, movies.
An Emmy for the season finale,
right,
of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, which, by the way, I watched in its entirety. I've had a whole lot of time on my hands. Before I get to that, I just want to tell everybody to watch the documentary. I think it's on Netflix. It's called Silver Dollar Road. Have we talked about this?
No, what's that about?
I don't really want to get into it because it's upsetting.
Oh.
But you need to watch it.
Okay.
If you're a black person in America, you need to watch it.
Okay.
Basically, they stole this family's house. They had like 65 acres in North Carolina. It's beachfront property.
Mm.
And the family was had it for since the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow they were swindled out of maybe like 13 acres of it.
Mm.
So the guys who had been living there their whole life,
mm-hmm.
were still living in their homes, and they got charged with trespassing.
What?
And they kept them in jail for 8 years.
Oh my gosh.
It's an absurdity.
isn't that, what is it called, eminent domain, when they do some type of like redevelopment and they
well,
have
well, they
the,
want it
the,
for redevelopment.
Right.
100%. But so one of the family members yeah. died without a will. And so that's how it kind of got thrown into mm. to the court system a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, long story short, trespassing is actually a misdemeanor.
Right.
They were in jail for 8 years.
Wow.
For trespassing.
In their own home.
In their own home. And yeah. nobody could get them out. It was a bad situation. Anyway, I'm going to give Oprah Winfrey this charge to help.
Wait, they're still in jail?
No, they're out. But they need to solidify for the family their land.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, what they will do is raise taxes so they can't pay the taxes. So that's how you lose your house.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just did want them to have some Oprah help.
Did the government pay, like offer to pay them?
The government?
Whoever.
Hell no.
No. Okay.
No. They wanted them out because they want to redevelop.
But they're supposed to. So eminent domain refers to the power of the government to take private property and convert it into public use.
Yeah.
The Fifth Amendment provides that the government may only exercise this power if they provide just compensation to the property owners. So nope. they had to have offered them something, and it probably was pennies. It probably yeah. was not really equitable, you know, according to the property and stuff and the land.
It's absurd.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and it's sad.
It's crazy that the government and entities have the power to do that.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
And it's crazy that they can gerrymander a proper piece of property
mm-hmm.
to raise taxes in that little area
mm-hmm.
so that you can't pay it.
So that you, right. So they can kick you out.
Yeah. And yeah. then this is the kicker. And then we're going to move on because I don't want to depress y'all. They were fishermen.
Mm.
So they would do a lot of shrimping and all that.
Yeah.
So there's a particular part of the water, the body of water that is known for like the shrimp because of the size of the water, the shrimping and the crabbing and all that. They said, oh, y'all can't fish and shrimp in this area anymore. By the state said it. Mm. The state said little fishermen who have little businesses, mm-hmm. so all the small businesses,
mm-hmm.
this we're saving this area for the big businesses.
What?
So it's like you're trying to take their livelihood mm. and their house.
Yeah.
And y'all think this is okay?
You're trying to keep them down.
Silver Dollar Road. Y'all,
terrible.
Y'all watch it and then y'all call Oprah and tell her to help.
Okay, that's depressing. Do we have something we can, like a lighter note? Yes.
What can we
end up on?
Okay.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
No,
that's Marjorie Taylor Greene is
the ops.
Okay. So Carly's fired. So anyway, moving on.
The January 6th rant.
So I'm gonna look it up.
Giselle brought it up to praise the person. She's not praising
yes.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Never in a million years.
She's
okay.
the ops.
So jets, there's gonna be a jet that they're creating.
Yeah.
That's gonna go from New York to London. Guess how fast?
2 hours.
New York to London.
You say
2 hours?
Uh-huh.
Carly, what do you say? New York to London now, which is a normally 7 hour flight.
Yeah.
New York to London. There's a jet that's coming out in 2024. You said what? Hour and a half. 90 minutes.
I'm not getting on that.
90 minutes.
I'm not getting on that.
They're trying to make a 90-minute jet.
Thing is going to disintegrate into the...
Can you imagine? So they're testing it now.
The atmosphere.
Testing it on who?
On who? Not me. Nope.
Who are you testing nope. that
you
shit on?
You had to test it on a million people before I get on it.
A 90-minute flight.
That's like the train that they're supposed to be building that goes like from like DC to New York in like, I don't know, 30 minutes.
Okay.
I'm like, no.
But do you know how fast the Acela goes?
How fast does it go?
Okay. So crazy that you ask, Robin.
Yeah.
I'm on the train last week and next to me is this dude.
Uh-huh.
So he, do you ever look at the people's, what they're working on?
Sometimes, yeah.
When they're working on stuff next to you?
Uh-huh.
I do it every time.
Yeah.
Because I want to get involved in what you're working on. So I see Amtrak in his emails. And I'm like, well, that's boring. So then towards the end of the train, I could tell he wanted to talk. So we talk and he works for Amtrak.
Okay.
And he's responsible for like the new construction that's happening to make Amtrak better.
Okay.
He said right now, we're going 160 miles an hour.
Wow.
From when they can go fast.
Yeah.
Because there's portions that they can't go fast.
Without having to like stop. Yeah. Like when they have shorter stops in between.
It is 160. You know how your ears be popping?
Yeah.
That's why, 160.
Wow.
So,
okay.
For them to make it fast. So I said, ain't y'all making one for 20 minutes? He said, from DC to Baltimore.
Oh.
In 20 minutes.
Okay.
Like, so there will be no stops. So
okay.
Union Station to DC to Baltimore Penn Station
okay.
would be 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Wow.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Who's going to test that? Not I.
Yeah, not me either.
Because your ears might pop, right?
I mean, I'm not even worried about my ears popping. I'm worried about something, a bolt coming loose on a door and it popping open like that.
Yeah, like the Alaska flight.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm here for, so I thanked him. Remember, because remember the trains that they had taken off during COVID? The nighttime trains?
Yes, they have more.
The schedule's picked up. They have more nighttime trains.
They do.
So that we can go to New York and party like rock stars.
Exactly.
And then just get on the train and come home.
Yes.
Because that's what I used to do.
Exactly.
That's what I'm going to be doing again.
There you go.
So he said, yeah, we should be able to get from DC to New York soon. I don't know.
In how long? I mean,
40 minutes.
We already get there in the Acela gets us there in 2 hours and 20 minutes.
They're working on it.
DC, yeah. Baltimore is like 2 hours, 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's make it. But I'm not going to be the first or second on those.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
But I'm excited about that.
Yeah. By the way, and we can go after this.
Yeah.
Did you think by 2024, when you were younger, that we would have flying cars?
Like the Jetsons?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I did.
Do we?
No. But I'm just saying, when I was little, do we? No. But I'm saying, when I was little, I envisioned myself as an adult with a flying car.
Really?
Yes. You never did?
No. I knew that the Jetsons was a cartoon.
But, I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, that's I envision flying cars.
Okay. So it's coming?
No, I don't think so.
Well,
I don't think so. I'm just saying.
I just hope Elon Musk doesn't.
I just think when I was little, it just like being an adult would seem so far away.
Yeah.
That I was like, oh yeah, when I'm an adult, we're going to have flying cars.
Right.
And we don't have flying cars.
We're going to. Your kids are going to drive flying cars.
I don't think so. How do you regulate that?
Well, we have drones. Did you ever think that you could be, you know, they could deliver some aspirin and from a drone? Wait a minute. Did you see? There's a movie. I'm sorry, y'all. There's a movie. And the guy was getting, it wasn't a movie. I know I was watching. I'm embarrassed to tell you what I was watching. But
Love and Hip Hop, y'all. What
no,
is it?
Okay. No, but I just saw a new episode last night. Listen, Scrappy wants to get back with Erica Dixon. That's a whole other story.
Oh my God.
Moving on.
Okay.
They're dropping off stuff at the jail with drones. They're bringing drugs into the jail.
Contraband?
With drones.
Really?
Yes.
How are they not catching that?
It's hard to catch.
No, it's not. Because
yes,
I was
is.
At a football game, a high school football game, and the announcer came on the announcement thing so many times, like, whoever's operating the drone, can you please move it? Can you please back it up? And they were not continuing play until that drone was gone. So how are they letting drones drop off contraband into a jail?
In the middle of the night. If you have a window, they have found out a way to like pop out that window and that drone will go straight to your window and you grab your stuff. You grab your stuff and you put the window back up. You're good. Listen. You can order Taco Bell from the drone. I'm telling you, into the jail. We got to get out of here,
all
guys.
Right,
we love y'all so much. Don't ever forget to live your life either reasonable or shady.
Or both. Bye.
Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at RobinDixon10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk?
get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.